If you love deeply, you'll be able to forgive. It won't be a struggle. You remember I told you standing here, and I was bragging on myself. I had bragged on myself for years of walking through forgiveness and taking it a little bit at a time and taking the word. And you know, this didn't happen eons of time ago. And just last year, early part of this year, one last year, I think it was, the Lord said, you were stupid. Holy Spirit said, that's what he said. He said, you were stupid. God, now I don't like that word. Don't be calling me stupid. And then Proverbs said, hey, stupid, how long are you going to remain stupid? He said, you should have done it right then. You could have been free. The person could have been free. And we could have been going on. Could have gone on our journey in joy. How many of you got something on you right now? In you right now, just lift your hands, everybody. Close your eyes. Nobody's looking at you, and just forgive. By faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A young man came Sunday, and they had a conference, and they didn't invite us. And he said, I was inviting everybody that had a vital part in our lives, influencing our ministry. And I'm just so, I feel so bad that we didn't invite y'all. And I said, well, we probably wouldn't have been able to come anyway with what was going on. I knew about it, but I forgot about it. I said, but you got the weight off. He said, oh, it feels so good to get the weight off. You ought to feel good now. Have the weight off. Amen. Say, Lord, I thank you that you teach me how to love deeply. I thank you that I'm willing and I'm obedient and I eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. 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 I told you to turn to 1 John 3 and 21, and I never did get there, but I'm on my way. 1 John 3 and 21. Because the word is so powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. It's cutting asunder everything that's not like God. Just every day, try to let go of something or just go on and get rid of all of it at one time on. Amen? Amen? Becomes a cleaner closet. I'll take out a little bit of stuff and put half of it back. I read somewhere it said take everything out. Everything. And then only put back what you need. Amen? Amen?
Amen?
Amen? See, the society has taught us that we got to buy, buy, buy. We got to have something new. We got to buy, buy, buy. We got to buy, buy, buy. I have an expression that I use often, and it's helped me so much. BB's helped me with that because I don't get a chance to go. I took him to town one time, Quayla, and he took off out of the door as I was getting ready to put my basket up or get my stuff. And I'm running, trying to get him, dropped my credit card, got in a debit card one, and got in my truck, and he was Holy Ghost. I know, you don't have that card. And I went back in the store, and the lady handed it to me. She said a lady picked it up and brought it in. Shout hallelujah,
hallelujah.
For honest people, hallelujah. But I say stay out of the store. And I usually can find something to cook. I cook pretty decent meals most of the time, and I can usually find something to wear with what's in my closet, amen? Amen? You know, y'all wear these little tight, skinny pants and stuff. You don't never see me in there. Never, ever, never. I don't care how wide my pants legs are. You ain't gonna never, ever, never see me in any of those, amen? But you think you have to buy them because they're in style. Listen, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, that's 1 John 3:21. We have confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, this is the next point. He wants you to have everything that he wants you to have. He's prepared it for you. You know, when I cook dinner, I want him to eat some of all of it. I don't want to say, well, nobody touched this or nobody touched that. Because God has prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemy, and our enemy is the devil. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, we have confidence toward God, and whatsoever we ask, we what? Receive of him. Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are what? Pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. And I'm going to add deeply, as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he has given us. He said, I'm going to send you another comforter, the Holy Ghost. I read something where somebody said, do you believe in speaking in tongues? And show me in the Bible where Jesus spoke in tongues and all kind of stupid stuff. Pardon the expression, all kind of ignorant stuff. If you hadn't experienced it, don't fight it. Just say, I don't know. I never experienced. I remember when we were in high school, there was a Pentecostal girl that came to our school near the end of the school year. She was a minister. She was 18 in the class with us. And I don't know if you remember her, but she rode the bus down at Woodland. And she was standing on the bus. And I was scared. I wondered what on earth was going on. What on earth could she be doing? That she was weird. But when I experienced it, woo! She, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, Lord, where do I go now? Because I'm going to soon close. Glory to God. John 15:7, St. John 15. And you have to go back and read 14. There's so much in there that I wanted to share about how he gives us the comfort of the Holy Ghost and all of that. John 15:7. I really need to start at the first verse. I think I will. John 15:1. I am the true vine, New King James, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Listen, if you're not doing anything, I'm not doing anything with the talents that I have, God will find somebody who will do what he asks. If you won't love deeply, God will find somebody that will love deeply, and he'll let you go on your merry way. Doesn't mean necessarily that you are lost, but you won't experience the joy, the peace, the prosperity, the reaching out, helping, preaching the gospel, sharing love with those that need love like he wants you to. You lay down your life for the man doesn't mean that you died. Jesus already died for. It means that you are willing to get in that word and study that word and pray and meditate and make yourself available. That's right. To help somebody in need. Tell the church what you just told me when we came in.